What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning. Happy Sunday. How you guys all doing? I got my coffee, hanging out, getting ready to do Sunday dinner. We have neighbors that we do Sunday dinner with, usually every Sunday. We take turns. It's my turn tonight. So I'm deciding if it's going to be chicken marsala or if it's going to be just grilled chicken on the grill with mashed potatoes, marinated asparagus, a little salad, apple pie, and smoked salmon as a appetizer. So the girl likes to cook, what can I say? And the man knows how to smoke stuff, so it all works out real well. So for those of you who came to see me yesterday at the Poppy Foundation Love Fest, those of you who are regulars on my program know that I volunteer for 2 specific charities here in Las Vegas. One is Help of Southern Nevada, and I do 2 or 3 events with them every year. And then the second one is the Poppy Foundation, which is a no-kill shelter for cats. But I want to tell you what happened and why I ended up volunteering every year for probably the last 6 years with the Poppy Foundation. So I was working with someone way back in the day. I'm not going to name names because I'm not catty like that. Pardon the pun. Anyway, the Poppy Foundation is a no-kill shelter for cats. These are cats that cannot be necessarily adopted because they have medical needs, but they also do adoptions and low-cost spay and neuter clinic and all this really great stuff. But anyway, so about, this must have been 7 years ago, I ended up being asked to do a fundraiser, and I had actually chosen the vet that founded the Poppy Foundation as the vet for our cats. So when I was asked, would I be willing to do a fundraiser, would I do readings and raise money, I said, absolutely, be delighted. So so back when I was doing, that was like years and years ago, so I would pretty much just take what anyone would give me. I didn't actually put a suggested donation. I would just, you know, let people donate whatever they could. So I worked my little tail feathers off for 3 hours, and I raised $330. Okay, $330. It was awesome. So this $330 I gave to the event coordinator, and I said, all I need is a receipt for my taxes, you know, before the end of the year. No problem, no problem. So I start to do my taxes in early part of 2010 or 2011. Anyway, so I'm doing my taxes, and I realize I don't have that receipt. So I call the Poppy Foundation, and I speak to this lovely lady there who is in charge of managing everything with the Poppy Foundation. And I said, hi, it's Mona. I did a fundraiser for you back in October. I raised $330. I just need a receipt. And she goes, what do you mean you did a fundraiser? And I said, well, yeah. And I named the person, and that, you know, they were advertising that, you know, that Poppy Foundation was going to get this money. And she goes, we never received it. So then I called the person that I actually did this event with, and she said that she had given it to a different charity organization. And I said, well, what's their phone number so I can get the receipt? She goes, oh, I'll get it for you. And I said, no, I think at this point I'm going to call them and have them send it to me directly. So she mentioned some charity that's in some random place in Louisiana. So it wasn't even allegedly a charity she gave it to local. So, of course, now I'm mad, because one of the best ways to motivate me is to piss me off. So I find out that, no, they never got a donation from her, and the affiliate in Vegas didn't get a donation for her. So I came to the realization that this person basically pocketed the money, just took the $330, didn't give it to a charity at all, and just pocketed it. So that made me really angry. So I actually promised the Poppy Foundation that I would do something for them every year. So every year since then, I do at least one event for them. So yesterday was the Love Fest, and it was at Bonanza Cat Hospital, which, those of you who are familiar with Las Vegas, that's way north Las Vegas, the 215 in Buffalo. And in 3 hours, I raised $530 for the Poppy Foundation. So I usually, between sending them cases of cat food and donating money and all this great stuff, my goal is to try and raise for them, you know, $1,000 every year. So that's why I tell you guys from time to time that if you've benefited from, you know, a question answered on this radio program, I would just love it if you went to the Poppy Foundation. They have a Facebook page. They also have a Twitter, which is, I think, LV Poppy or Poppy LV, something like Poppy Cats LV. I'm not quite sure what their Twitter name is, but it is the Poppy Foundation on Facebook, and you'll see the little picture of Poppy on their banner page. So if I've ever answered a question for you, just jump on that page, go find the Poppy Foundation, the Rescue for Cats, and donate a few dollars, because they're always looking for cat food, towels, you know, things to take care of the cats, and of course, one of the best things is money. And if you are going to send any cases of cat food to them, make sure it's the Friskies wet food and not any other brand. They're trying to keep the food consistent, and if any of you have any kind of critters, you know that you kind of need to keep the food consistent or there might be issues. So, all right, having said all that, I'm going to go to area code 913. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How are you doing today?
Hi, Andy. What's your question for me?
Well, my question is that I've got some writer's block going on, and I need to get rid of it. So just wondering if you've got any hints to help me punt that writer's block.
I have found a couple of things happen when you just can't get it out of your brain and get the muse going. One of the things that I've found is that people that are incredibly self-critical usually have writer's block more often than people that are not. So,
yes.
So I'm going to start with that before you even turn your cards over. What I'm getting here is that I just want you to write. And one of the best ways, in my opinion, to break writer's block is to write about something you love, even though it has nothing to do with maybe the task in front of you. We have one cat. Her name is, we have more than one cat, but we have one cat that has a Facebook page, and her name is Tilly. And actually, the page is called Tilly the Hun. She has maybe 60 followers. But we adopted this cat, and this cat had such a personality. Well, her name was Silly when we adopted her, and we didn't like that name. So we changed it to Tilly because it sounded like Silly. And she responds to it, which is really good. Well, we found out down the road, well, pretty quickly, that this cat's kind of a bitch. She's really a little brat. So her name got a last name, the Hun, Tilly the Hun, right?
Yes.
So, you know, Attila the Hun. Anyway,
Tilly the Hun
has her own Facebook page. She is this gorgeous black and white cat, and we've had her about 6 years. Well, this was a cat that somebody was sending around a message on Facebook in Vegas that said, if someone doesn't adopt this cat by tomorrow, she's going to be put down. So I drug my husband to some cheesy little apartment complex in Vegas, and we got this cat. That's how she ended up our cat. So the thing
I'm telling you a
story that would be a great little 500-word story that you could send to Reader's Digest. And if you're like me, there's nothing more fun than having your Reader's Digest in the bathroom and read these little 500-word stories.
Right.
Okay. So the way to get past writer's block is to write about anything that you love with a goal of 500 words.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Now I'm going to turn your cards over. So what it's saying here is the reason you have writer's block here, it's saying is you might be worried about money. You might be worried that you're or there's some weird connection with creativity and being paid for it. So that's what your cards are saying. So what it's saying is you get past it and you do it for the love part of it, not for the money part of it. And that when you do it for the love part of it, the money part follows.
Okay.
But
excellent.
I'm telling you, I think the best way for people to get past any kind of writer's block or any kind of creative block is to start paying attention to what is right around you. I mean, you know, there have been creative writing classes that I've been in where the instructor brought out an orange and set it on the table and said, write about this orange. The hardest thing for an artist is the blank canvas. The hardest thing for a writer is the blank page. And one of the best ways, I think, to besides writing about something you love, matter of fact, that's so funny. I was just talking about Tilly. She just got on my lap. Now this is the cat that, you know, she wouldn't let you pet her, and now she's as long as it's on her term, she's like all about it. So now she's laying on your cards. You goof. Okay. So anyway, so I'm talking about her, and she was feeling the vibe, so she came over. It's just amazing. She didn't even know. I mean, I wasn't even looking at her. Okay. But with you, what it's saying is that right about anything you love. And one of the ways that I love to tell people, and I started to tell you this and then Tilly got on my lap and that just distracted me. So go to any book in your house and read the first line of the book.
Okay.
The first line of any book, the first line of any article in the newspaper, the first line. Usually that helps. But here's the thing. I think it boils down to, Andy, that you're just too self-critical.
Yeah, there's a good dose of that too. Yeah.
So there you go, my friend.
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Thank you. Okay,
bye.
All right, got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
I just wondering if you see travel for this year or, you know, the weight on it.
So before I turn cards over with you, I get this weird, and I don't know where I'm getting this, but I'm getting it for you. I'm getting this weird guilt about you doing anything nice for yourself.
I don't know.
And I'm not even turning the cards over yet. I'm immediately getting this, why does everybody else kind of deserve to have a great time, but Lisa doesn't? And it's funny because if I was going to give you a homework assignment, I would actually have you write about exactly that. But here's the thing is that you can make travel happen every week if you want to. But for some weird reason, I keep getting that you put other people's priorities ahead of yours. And here in 2017, it's supposed to be about you being a priority. And it doesn't mean that you ignore your friends or the people you care about. But what it means is that when you make a plan to do something – I don't want you. Here's how I would do it if I were you, because of the way you do things, is I would make the plan to do something. I wouldn't tell anybody I was doing something unless they were involved in the actual travel. Like if you had somebody watching, you know, your house or something while you were gone. But I wouldn't tell anybody else. And then at the last minute, I would tell everybody that needed to be told that I was going on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is it stays more powerful that way and more exciting and more like you're treating yourself special. But according to this, the vibrations in your cards are talking about making a total commitment to the travel that you want. And then realizing that there are going to be more exciting experiences for you this year when you are traveling than when you're staying home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why.
Do you think I might have to wait? It's actually medical. I had plans, but I might have to put them on hold for a little bit now.
Okay, why?
Just like medically, I just need some testing stuff.
Now, see, here's the thing.
It's probably not the best time.
Okay, here's the thing. What I'm getting is that I think that this is an esteem thing. That you may be, I'm not saying that what's going on with you medically is not real, but what I am saying is that you have this tendency to use your medical as an excuse to not do things that are a little scary for you. And traveling, there might be something scary about going traveling, even though your heart kind of yearns for it. Because I think that if you got yourself in the travel mode and said, I'm going, no matter what, I'm going. One of my clients is going through this really, really rough time, and he got an opportunity to do an amazing trip to Europe for 2 weeks, and it was and as it was getting closer to the date, he was getting more and more scared because he still didn't feel 100%, but he went anyway. And even though that the uncomfortableness was still there, he never regretted going on the trip.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, he had to have someone
like
help.
Maybe just, like, change your plans a little bit. Like, if my stamina and stuff isn't as good as it was, and I'm having tests
part
and
of
stuff,
the reason,
but, like, maybe...
Lisa,
sweetheart,
the reason why your stamina isn't all that great is because you're not sleeping very well. And what I'm getting here is that the biggest way to heal your body is adequate and enough rest. Adequate and fulfilling rest. And the thing is you got this little spinning thing going on in your head. You have a hard time turning it off, and you have a hard time sleeping. So your body's not really able to heal itself 100% because you're not resting well. So here's the power month for travel for you. In these cards, your power month is talking about the idea of where you want to go comes to you by April, but the travel month for you is October, and there's something about the place you go that in October the weather is amazing in October. So I want you to think about October as the goal month, all right? And, get the travel insurance in case something comes up. All of that's fine, but I'm seeing here that you're the one blocking your travel, not anybody else.
Like if I was advised though not to go now by a doctor, like you're saying, like if he says just wait a little bit, you know what I mean?
Lisa, sweetheart, nothing I tell you takes the place of a physician. But what I'm getting here is that I don't think that you've tapped in to making yourself a priority. That you're sort of letting yourself go into screw it, you know, I'm not gonna go. Or I instead of asking the physicians about how can I make this happen, I really want to do this. Instead of asking that question, you're going, oh, okay, I won't go. And that's not what I want yet. Well, that's not what the cards are telling you to do. And again, you know, this program is designed to have you think about things slightly differently. There's a reason I say that this is presented for your entertainment, because I do not take the place of a physician, attorney, financial planner, any of those people, psychologist. I don't take that place. I give you a different perspective. So that's the different perspective I'm giving you, Lisa, and I'm going to let you go, but I want you to think about that.
Thank you.
All right, gal pal, see you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... Hold on, I need a drink of water. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 201. Hello,
hi,
201. Who's this?
Rose.
Oh, hi, Rose. What's your question?
Hi. My question, Mona, is what do you see with regards to my love life?
Let's look. Well, okay. So we got a little fantasy thing going on here in your vibration. That there's still a part of you that is sort of hoping for that knight in shining armor kind of dude. And what it's saying here is that because you create a fantasy around the concept of love, it looks like it's been a difficult journey for you to really have that level of love. Okay? So what it's saying here is that probably the best way for you to meet somebody is going to be through what you do for work or some sort of learning experience that makes you better connected with work. So whether that's motivational seminars, whether that's classes you take, whatever it is, what it's saying is that the key to you having the kind of romance you want is paying attention first to the people that seem to be interested in you. And I have to say, this is my favorite line. I've been using this line with people for the last week, and especially when ladies are looking to have a romance, right? Because the best romances always start out as friends, always.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's not a 50 Shades of Grey thing across the room. It's not some guy you see and, you know, the angels sing and the harps play and the trumpets blare. That's not what's going to happen with you. The way it's going to happen with you is by you actually getting to know somebody as a friend. And I just got this weird flash for you, which you're going to think is the most outrageous thing that I could ever suggest to you, but I'm going to give it to you because it came to me specifically for you. What if you were to teach people how to read? Because here's the thing, is that you would have all these wonderful people that have found out a way to survive in life without learning how to read, and then you teach them how to read. Now, what's interesting is that it may not be the person you teach how to read that ends up being the person you end up being involved with, but it might be. Because what it's saying here is that by you participating in making your world a little better in some way introduces you to the absolute love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
The UPS guy is not going to deliver them to you. And there is something connected with work. So what you can say is to the people you work with, say, I've decided to volunteer and help teach people how to read. Well, the neat thing about that is when anyone asks you, what fills the love category in your heart? What fills the purpose of your life? And you say, well, I've recently started teaching people how to read. Now, what is so amazing about that is that the person that you end up teaching to read, they look at you like you're an absolute angel. And then at the end of the day or the end of the week, you feel better because you made somebody's life a little better. That's part of the reason I do the volunteer work I do, because at the end of that day, I feel like I did something meaningful. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So what it's saying is that the way for you to meet a man that could be a rest of your life companion of choice is to participate in life in some way where you're showing the love. That's how you meet him. All right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Oh. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. It's Helena.
Hi, Helena.
Hello. If you could pull a couple of cards and just give me a message, or do you need a specific question?
Well, here's the thing, is that people call me for a full session for that. Because
mm-hmm.
the message
okay.
is not something that's like, it, with me, it's not the little flash in the pan, that kind of thing. The reason I have you focus on a specific question, and the reason why new callers or people that haven't been on the air in a while get priority with me, is because I want them to feel that I'm really connecting with them. So, Helena, if you can just ask me a specific question, I'd be delighted to answer that for you.
Great. Can you give me some insight on the way of my financial situation?
Well, here's the thing. The biggest thing about money is when you worry about it, it's like praying for what you want, don't want,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you worry
mm-hmm.
about money, you're praying for what you don't want. There are some amazing amazing kind of processes or disciplines you can put yourself into about money. But the biggest one is just saying to yourself, I've always figured it out with money. I always will figure it out with money. The money will be there when I need it. I will figure it out. Because that's exactly what's always happened with you. And what it's saying here is that the first thing for you is to bring harmony to your own chaos or your own weird, guilty, funky feelings about money. Because there are some people who think that rich people are bad people. So they don't want to have money because they don't want to be perceived as a bad people. I'm just throwing it out there. Okay?
There are also
people out there that that are so stingy with their money that they actually don't know how to have fun. They just keep hoarding it, they keep making it, they keep, you know, I mean, there was a show, and someone was telling me about the show. It was, I think, Learning Channel or something. And it was about, like, the most frugal or cheap people. I can't even remember the name of it. But there was one scene in there where this husband and wife would go to a restaurant, and they would have their dinner. And then after they had their dinner, and they would probably just split something because, you know, they were cheap with a coupon or whatever. When they were done mm-hmm. with their dinner, they would ask for some to-go boxes, and they would go around to all the tables in the restaurant and ask them if they could take their food home.
Yeah, we.
And they would lie and say, well, we have, you know, we rescue dogs and we need this. But they would actually take it home and eat it. They would actually, that was their food. Okay, I'm serious. There are people like that. So, sorry, you're making me think of this, and I just think it's funny because it's just so outrageous. Apparently there was one guy in there that just got tired buying toilet paper. So what he did is he had everybody take up their old T-shirts and cut them up and use the pieces of the T-shirt as toilet paper and then put them in a diaper bin, and they would wash them and reuse them for
That's
toilet
pretty
paper.
Gross.
I know, right? Mm. But, you know, I don't know if you're of the era, but, you know, back in the day when there was real cloth diapers, you know, you used
yeah,
to
yeah.
see women, like, rinsing out diapers in the toilet. And then putting them in, you know, plastic bags, and then they would
well,
take them home and launder them, right?
Diapers, I mean, environmentally,
right.
yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but anyway, back to you. What it's saying here is the angels are trying to guide you to a new income source, and you're ignoring them. Now, the new income source might be working part time for someone you already know, and this somebody is a dark-haired, dark-eyed younger man that would love to have your organizational skills to bring harmony to his chaos. So it could be a small independent business owner that just would like to have somebody, you know, work with him, say, 20 hours a week. But what it's saying here is that you're the one standing in the way of the money flow, not anybody else.
Okay.
Let me say one more thing. I like to tell people to do what I call the magic 10. Do you know what that is?
I do know.
Okay. The magic 10 is where you take 10% of any money that comes to you and you stash it for yourself in cash. So if you get a paycheck for $1,000, then you get $100 out of your account and you put it in a coffee can that you've actually cut a little slit the top of the coffee top, and then you tape it with duct tape. So your 10% of anything goes in that coffee can, and you stash it somewhere. You're the only one that knows where it is. And then if you find any change on the ground, 100% of that change goes in there, all right? And then you wait for 10 months, and then you open it, and you count how much is in it.
Oh, nice.
But you have to be really disciplined about it, all right?
Yeah.
Some people take a stone-carved heart. You know, you can find them online. You can find them in any, like, little knick-knack shop, even at the thrift store. But it's whatever solid stone. It could be rose quartz. It could be any kind of stone at all that's shaped like a heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you put that in the can when you seal it so that the energy of love is drawing you the money you need. So,
All
right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 786 area code. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question?
My question is, I just got into a relationship again with my ex. So, like, I just want, like, a reading based on that, like, if I'm making the right decision.
Here's the thing with your ex. Well, maybe current squeeze, but he has this tendency to not filter how he says things to you. He can be cruel to you without actually meaning to be cruel, all right? And he's not the most romantic guy in the world either. He has a tendency to sort of forget you and concentrate on what's going on with him. And here's the thing. I don't see that he's an evil guy. He's not a bad person. But it's saying here that it seems as though you being in his life benefits him more than him being in your life.
Yeah.
Okay? Because as long as you're catering to him, then everything's fine, as long as it's about him. But as soon as you need something, he seems to detach. It's really funny. I always think of this old, and you may have heard me talk about this before, but you see a guy talking about himself. Oh, I've done this, and I've done this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to blah, 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 blah. It's all about him. And then he says, enough about me. And then he says to the gal, what do you think about me? That's your boyfriend. So here's the thing. I would much rather you say to this guy, I think we're going to be great friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you can do better. So here's the thing. I don't mind that you go out with him. I don't mind that you spend time with him. But I want you to critically look at what's coming back to you from him. Because I actually think as long as you're being a giver to him, then he spends time with you. But as soon as you need something, it's like he detaches. He doesn't want to be involved. It's really weird because he acts a lot like an air sign, Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra, where it's almost like they have this tally or checklist in their head about who they're looking to spend time with. And it's not initially emotional at all.
Mm-hmm.
It is this weird little checklist of what they want to have and how they want to be perceived by the people around them. He's very quirky. He's high maintenance. You can do better. That's my opinion. So I don't care if you want to kind of use them back as a placeholder. I don't mind that you do that. But I certainly wouldn't give 100% of my heart to him. And I wouldn't make this so much about sex either. I would say, you know, we already know we're good that way. And I don't want every time we're together to be about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because here's the thing. Is that I just don't like that it seems like you're an afterthought with him. You're not a priority. Mm-hmm. And you already feel that or you wouldn't have called me.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal. There you go. Thank you for the call. See you later.
Alrighty, thank you.
Okay, bye. Yeah. All right, guys, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 626. Hello, 626. Who's this? Hey, it's you're live on the air. What's your first name?
Hi, my name's Gabriella.
Hi, Gabriella. What's your question?
Well, I met this guy while I was in Cambodia, and I believe we had or have a connection, but I feel like I have a lot of work to do on myself. The spirit is blocking it. So I'm not sure. What do you see?
Okay. So here's an interesting thing. First of all, I'm getting a little bit of an echo. Are you on a headset?
No, I'll take it out.
Okay. All right. Some weird little, I'm getting this sort of echo thing here on my end. Anyway, okay. This is not the one. But this man is supposed to act as a catalyst for you. So it's not that universe is blocking you or spirit is blocking you. It's about you taking care of you first before you give yourself over into a relationship. So what it's saying is that you're supposed to make a full commitment to you to be everything that you signed up for in this lifetime as a independent single woman. First, and then the relationship steps in. And the thing is that if this person's made you look at things a little differently, I want you to look at this as though it is a huge gift for you, because what I'm getting here is that this is a huge gift for you. It's literally talking about you are going toward the happy marriage and the companion of choice and all the things you want. But I'm not sure it's him. I mean, you have the happy marriage card here in your reading, but the guy that you have mentioned is coming up reversed. And what I don't like, and here's where I think the secret of all this is for you, is that you really think that this guy might be something special. So you're willing, which I think is incorrect and wrong, you're willing to change yourself to be what you think this man wants you to be. And that's not the right man. Because the right man accepts you for who you are totally, you know, nose hairs and all. I'm serious. The right guy accepts you for exactly who you are. I have to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this little story. So I watched the morning news yesterday, and I'm doing my social media, and I'm on Facebook, and there's a story about this couple that gets married in a Publix supermarket. And the reason they get married at lane number 4 at the Publix supermarket is because the woman was a cashier on lane 4 at Publix, and this guy would come in every other day and wait specifically for her lane, and every time he came to talk to her, he would remember what they talked about last time. it took her about 15 visits to realize this guy was interested in her. That's how oblivious she was. And this guy just found her just delightful, all because who she was. He was a couple of years within her age. He was retired. They fell in love. And so they ended up not only ordering their wedding cake through Publix, but they ended up having their marriage ceremony at Lane Number 4 in the grocery store. Mm. It was just delightful. But she didn't have to change a thing to attract this man to her. And see, I think it needs to be more of who you are, not looking at people around you and saying, oh, you need to be different to be accepted. You need to be different than who you are to be accepted. So that's what I think the big lesson is, that you were just presented with this man. That's what I think just happened.
Okay, because it was very brief. It was a very brief encounter.
Right.
And I said I was talking to him, and then he, like, fell off the face of the earth a little bit, so I didn't know whether or not it was just...
Okay, sweetie, you do not have to be a chaser to bring the right man into your life. And I just want you to look at that like it's his loss, not yours. Seriously, I think you dodged a bullet myself. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I got somebody here from the... You know what? I'm going to take this, and they just jumped on the air, and I have a bunch of the other, but I don't think I've seen this number before. Area code 551. Hello, 551. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
I'm sorry. Say your first name again.
It's Tasha.
Oh, Tasha. All right. What's your question for me?
I want to see, what do you pick up for my romantic life, romance?
Okay, so the immediate thing that I got for you when you said that was a vibe I'm supposed to tell you about, because sometimes I will kind of avoid the question and get to it after I tell you the immediate thing that I pick up with you. I want you to get so good at something that I want you to be the best at it. And I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's fencing. I don't care if it's tennis. I don't care if it's running marathons. Whatever it is, I want you to find an activity in your spare time that you take seriously, that you become really good at it. I don't care what it is. Again, indoor rock climbing, public speaking. I want you to find an activity that when someone asks you, what do you do for fun or what do you do to fill up your spare time? You know, what is interesting to you? Then you have an answer for that. Because here's the thing, is that what I'm seeing is that you're in this phase right now where you're about to take your own happiness seriously. And what better year to do that than the year of the rooster and a number one year in numerology, okay? So the rooster is a wake-up call for you to pay attention to yourself. Some people are using that whole year of the rooster thing is in another way. They're using it politically. Mm-hmm. I'm not using it that way. I'm using the year of the rooster as a wake-up call. And I believe it's the year of the fire rooster, which means it's a fire under your butt wake-up call, that you are going to look at things that are working for you and things that are not working for you. Because what I'm getting is that you meet the love of your life through something you learn to become really good at.
Okay.
So there's a dark-haired, dark-eyed guy around you right now that is, I don't know if you've been playing footsies with him, but he is, he's not ready. And the reason I know he's not ready is that he's kind of cheap. He's cheap with his time. He's cheap with his money. Everything has to benefit him before he'll spend any time or money on anybody. So he's not the one.
Okay.
All right. So in the meantime, I want you to do anything that sharpens your saw. So they say that one of the things I like to tell people is that when you don't know what to do, prepare for your own success. So that could be mind, body, spirit success. So if you don't know what to do, do something to benefit your body, like go to the gym or go for a walk. If you don't know what to do, read something inspiring. So that benefits your mind and your spirit. All right? The thing is that anything you can do to prepare for your own success And people have to be more faceted than not. So the 'cause here's the thing. You can have a diamond in front of you that's just this rough diamond. But until you chisel away the facets and do things to make it sparkle, people won't recognize it's a diamond. We already know you're a diamond. You just need to chisel away and let other people see your sparkle by you actually paying attention and devoting time to yourself. That's how you meet him. It's actually about you. Wait, sorry, one more thing, and then I got to let you go. The more the more self-aware and self-supporting and self-nourishing you are, the quicker the right love comes to you.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from area code. I'm going to go to area code 630. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, this is Patty. I'm enjoying the show.
Hi, Patty. What's your question?
What insights do you see between Darren and me?
Let's see. Well, before I even turn cards over, I want to say that my immediate reaction is you're the one that paves the way for him to talk to you.
Yes.
What I mean is that in some ways you act as a psychologist or a safe haven for him to express himself. So now I'm going to turn the cards over.
Okay.
Here's the thing. The reason this relationship has potential, right?
Okay.
As long as you do not let your emotions run away with you and you make it about connecting intellectually, spiritually, emotionally first, and putting the whole any more intimacy needs to have a waiting period. And if you've never listened to my program before, one of my biggest phrases is to ladies is no poking. Seriously, no poking.
Okay.
You can do everything. You check out the assets. I don't care if you kind of know what's there, but no poking. Okay?
Okay.
Because what it's saying here is that you right now are acting as sort of a calm haven with his chaos.
Mm.
He feels more normal with you than most other people he's around. And that's the thing I want you to continue to grow with.
Okay.
Okay.
That
so
makes sense.
He's still in some chaos, so he might not technically be ready to be 100% totally yours.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's saying is that out of anybody else he's spending time with, this is saying that you have priority. And I want you to I want you to pretty much sit in that priority.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yes, very much.
All right, gal pal.
That all makes sense.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
All right,
I appreciate
see you later.
It. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so I don't normally do this, but sometimes this is kind of fun. So I'm going to go to this person here who has blocked their number. Normally I ask you to unblock your number when you call in so they can actually call you out by your area code. But this person's been waiting a long time, so I'm going to get them on the air. Okay, so you've blocked your number, so I don't know your area code.
Oh,
this is Mona. Who's this?
This is Gail.
Hi, Gail. What's
your
question
for me?
Hi,
how are you doing? I was watching or listening to your show. It's great. I'm just
thinking
in general. It's been very insightful.
Well, the general part is why people book a full session with me. So
what
I like
to
do is ask. Sorry?
I said I don't need that right now.
You don't need a specific question?
I don't know. How about the job front?
Okay. That's a lovely specific question. All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay. So, this is interesting. There is a job, if you want it, that's going to present itself to you over the next 8 weeks, with the power month being April. So what it's saying here, because the path for that to happen is by you getting incredibly specific about what it is you want to do to earn money, which may or may not be what you're currently doing. If what you're currently doing is rocking your world, then you need to go for the next level of whatever that is over the next 8 weeks, with April being your power month. What's interesting is that something you've been waiting a long time for is about to happen, and incredibly important that you step through the door when it happens. Okay? Because I'm looking at these cards. There's a card that talks about do not put off anything. This is not about procrastination for you. Then you have a card that talks about be patient with yourself. So it's a allow it to happen, don't make it happen. Just focus on the thing you want. Just keep meditating and focusing on the thing you want. And then there is this opportunity that presents itself, but you have to take action to do it. So when things seem to happen by coincidence for you and certain things start to line up, it's absolutely essential that you step forward and say, yes, I would be interested. Yes, I'd like to talk to you. Because what it's saying is that the next card in your reading is talking about falling in love in a no-nonsense, absolute way with what you do to earn money.
I'm already there.
Okay. Well, there's what it's saying is that then this could be a client that comes to you that is going to rock your world. It could be an opportunity. Okay, because I'll tell you exactly. If I had these cards for myself, this is how I would equate this. I've put a lot of work in my career because I've been professionally licensed as an intuitive in Vegas for 15 years, right? Put a lot of work into doing an awful lot of things to do what I do incredibly ethically, right? And out of the blue, something presents itself, like being invited to be on Oprah's show or being invited to be on a huge national radio program or being invited to, or Ellen DeGeneres calls up and says, hey, Dudette, come on my show. We want to do a special surprise for somebody in the audience. Whatever it is, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, is that there is something that is going to present itself, that when it presents itself, absolutely step through the door of it.
Okay, because I'm constantly presented with opportunities. Whether it's personal or on the job front. So how will I really, really recognize this when it comes forward to me?
Well, according to what these cards are saying, that it is so obvious that this is the one, that you're not going to, you won't hesitate. But what the secret to this is for you is that these offers are coming to you because you haven't quite identified what it is you want next. So they're coming as an almost idea, but not the idea. So I want you to take out an index card, and I want you to write what the thing would be. Write down three examples of the thing that you would be motivated to do. And I want I want you to put it on a magnet, with a magnet on your refrigerator. I want you to put it as a post-it note on your mirror in your bathroom. I want you to put it as a post-it note on your computer, so that you're constantly vibrating to the thing that would most motivate you.
Okay.
Because it's something like that about to happen for you. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.